Lesson 17, Part 1, Section A. He is small. He is narrow and selfish.
No, he is wonderful.
I take it out of my mind. I said it because I love you.
So you are not disinterested?
I care for you. I do not want you to be harmed.
I see Mr. Rosen in quite another way. He is not an important role. He is not rich. He has no title, no honor, no property, but he is gentle and wise. I call that large. It is the largest thing I know.
You did not see through him. He is a cheat.
You will never understand my love. Question 1. What does the man think of Mr. Rosen? Question 2. What does the woman think of Mr. Rosen? Question 3. What is the man's attitude to the woman? Section B. 1. Mr. Rosen has both honor and property. 2. The woman thinks Mr. Rosen great. 3. The man can't understand the woman's love for Mr. Rosen.
Part 2. 1. You should give the advisors a chance to help you, to share with you the experience of people who may have suffered the same problem. It would be your chance to meet people who are humble enough to be cured of the problem. Don't let your pride ruin you, your loved ones, and other innocent people. 2. The best way to recover from a broken heart is to get busy. Study hard. Get involved in as many extracurricular activities as possible and try to make some new friends. Try to move on and look forward.
Part 3, Passage 1. Many of us differ in our points of view toward time. If a North American makes an appointment with someone in an office, such as a professor, a manager, or an official, for 11 o'clock a.m., she will probably arrive in the office early, maybe about 5 minutes before 11. She will tell the secretary that she has arrived for her 11 o'clock appointment, and she will wait. She will wait comfortably for 5 or 10 minutes, but after 10 minutes, she will become uncomfortable and a little annoyed. On the other hand, if a Latin American makes an appointment with someone for 11 o'clock a.m., he may not arrive in the office until 11:15 or 11:30. He will not be surprised if he has to wait until 11:45. The idea of what is early and what is late differs from culture to culture.
Question 1. What is this passage mainly about? Question 2. If a North American has an appointment with someone at 1 o'clock, when will she probably arrive? Question 3. How much time of waiting will make a North American uncomfortable? Question 4. If a Latin American makes an appointment with someone for 11 a.m., when will he probably arrive? Passage 2. The possibility of climate control is being explored. Many planners foresee a day when it will be practical to cover a city with giant domes and thereby control the weather inside. The results could be dramatic. Inside the city, there are no longer would be a need for heavy clothes, umbrellas, and snow removal equipment. In addition, buildings could be constructed of inexpensive, lightweight materials, and roofs would not be necessary.
Question 1. What is this passage mainly about? Question 2. What do many planners foresee? Question 3. In what way would a city's weather be controlled according to many planners? Question 4. Which of the four things would be needed inside the city?